The Mefarshim tell us that in Mitzrayim, as difficult as it was to be a Jew in Mitzrayim and to suffer, but ultimately they say that Mitzrayim was a place that formed the Jewish nation and that refined the Jewish people. And without that, we couldn't have gotten to Matan Torah and become Hashem's holy chosen people. A while back, I heard a story from Rabbi Krohn, which beautifully expresses how could it be such a difficult situation, yet such a purifying experience. So I'm going to read the story from Rabbi Krohn's book, Reflections of the Maggid, page 277. A group of women had a study group in Tanakh. They were studying Malachi and came to the pasuk, V'yashav mitzaref u'mitar kesef. He will sit, Hashem, smelting and purifying silver. The women were puzzled by the pasuk. Why is Hashem described as a smelter of silver? After some discussion, one of the women volunteered to speak to a local silversmith and seek permission to observe him at work. She hoped that by watching him at his craft, she might get an insight into the pasuk. She made an appointment for the following week, saying that she wanted to learn about the refining process. On the appointed day, the woman watched as the silversmith held a piece of silver over the scalding fire. He explained that it was important to hold the piece over the hottest part of the fire to burn away the impurities. As she observed the process, she thought about the pasuk and remembered that at times Hashem too puts his people through fire, difficult situations, in order for them to shed their impurities. She thought about the wording of the pasuk and reflected on the word v'yashav, he will sit. She asked the silversmith, must you sit here throughout the entire process while the silver is being refined? Yes, of course, came the reply. If I wasn't sitting and watching closely, there could be catastrophe. If the silver were in the heat even a moment too long, the whole piece would be destroyed. For her, that was an allusion to Hashem's constant vigilance over his people. The woman thought for a moment and asked, how then can you tell when it's perfect and completely refined? The silversmith smiled softly and said, I know it's perfect when I see my image in it. The message in the pasuk was now clear. When Hashem will see his image in our thoughts and deeds, that will herald that we, his precious people, have become perfectly refined. So as Yidden, we look at an experience like Mitzrayim, we look at our difficulties, we see it as an opportunity for refinement, and not a place that is void of Hashem, but that Hashem is there, purifying every single neshama to the point that the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shine through clearly.